You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 15. There are no mistakes. In the last episode, we discussed the possibilities that we hold within our very DNA to become something extraordinary. In today's show, I want to stress to you a certain mindset that you must establish in order to access the greatness that lies within you. And that is, you must first make peace with your life, wherever you are right now. This is a must in order for you to ever create the life of your dreams, the one that you want to live. You must begin to heal from past hurts and transgressions. Learn to make peace with where you are right now. This is necessary if you want to grow and move forward in your life. At this point, we know about vibration and the law of attraction. And this powerful knowledge will help you to understand why it is so important to make peace with your life. If you don't, then you hold yourself in a negative vibratory pattern that manifests in your experience in every way. If you continue to feel guilt or shame over some part of your life, you only keep that vibration active and alive. You give it life by not letting it go. You only attract more of what you don't want into your life by holding on to these negative thought forms. You must understand the importance of keeping your thoughts on higher frequencies, focusing only on the things that bring you joy and happiness in every moment, because your thoughts are creating the circumstances of your life and manifesting your body. It cannot be stressed enough of how important it is to be aware of your thoughts and feelings in order to experience all that you desire. Remember, as you focus your thoughts, so shall you create. In order to grow and to create the life of your dreams, a life that you want to live, you must release the belief that you've made mistakes or wrong choices in your life, because this belief only holds you back. I know you're probably thinking that everyone has made mistakes. But you have to remember what we spoke about in earlier episodes. Your thoughts are powerful creators, and they attract the like of their vibration back to you. In order for you to realize a life filled with joy, peace, happiness, love, and good health, you must let go of low vibrational patterns of thought. And in this case, that includes the false belief of making mistakes. You must now change your perspective about your life in order for you to begin to attract higher vibrational experiences to you. Your perspective can make or break you. You have to understand that it's really impossible for you to make a mistake. There really is no such thing as mistakes or wrong choices, because in truth, you only create lessons for yourself to learn and grow from. And those lessons help to make you more aware of what you want and what you don't want in your life. Experience is the best way for you to become very clear about what you want in your life. You always have the freedom to choose, and your experiences help to give you direction. So no choice can be the wrong one, because no matter what, you will learn from it. You will become better at making choices for your life as you learn to tune in to the wisdom that lies within you. But never allow yourself to entertain self-doubt. Believe in your inner guidance and learn how to follow your heart. Some people are so afraid of making mistakes and wrong choices that they become frozen in their life. And this only retards their growth due to fear of making the wrong decisions. Life is here for us to learn and grow from. If you never make a decision, then you never allow yourself to grow. and you create a life of misery for yourself. Because in truth, you've already made a decision when you choose not to make a conscious choice. In this situation, you choose to follow your fear and not to trust yourself enough to make a concerted effort to grow and learn from a new experience. You cannot live in fear and expect to grow. Many people carry around a burden of guilt for past actions or deeds, and sometimes they've really done nothing wrong. Someone else has imposed their beliefs on them to make them feel bad about themselves. Religions are really good at this, and so are parents. Remember, religions are man-made, and they can change according to the time that we live in. If you were to study the origins of the religions of the earth, past and present, I guarantee you that you would not be so strong in your convictions. You would learn a great deal about history and the people of the earth, as well as where your beliefs originated from. You have to remember that we're taught what to believe, and sometimes what we're taught benefits others and allows them to stay in control. Many times what we're taught to believe in is what's creating a lot of problems in our lives. Not to mention, many of our false beliefs hinder our true spiritual growth. Some people start to believe that they're being punished for doing something wrong, when in truth, they are only punishing themselves because they continue to expect bad things to happen to them for perceived transgressions. Holding on to that belief, therefore, creates the reality that you expect. You have to remember that there is no one standing outside of you creating your life experiences. It is all you. In this last section of chapter 6, Spirit tells us that we must let go of guilt and the belief in making mistakes. If we never learn to do this, we will only stay in a low vibrational pattern. When this happens, you only recreate those situations and circumstances over and over again in your life. These manifestations are reflections of the patterns of the non-resistant thoughts or beliefs that you hold. If you want to begin to feel better, just let them go. Change your perspective about making mistakes and see them as learning experiences that help you to grow. You will never reach higher levels of consciousness carrying around the weight of regret and feeling guilty for something. The only thing you can do while feeling like that is to keep manifesting it in some way in your life. True healing starts within, and you can't heal if you need to let something painful go. You have to decide if you want to feel better or if you want to keep carrying around burdens of guilt. If you're ready to heal from the past and to have peace of mind, then you must learn to forgive, and this must start with forgiving yourself first. Whatever it is usually not that serious, but we give it power over our lives by giving our attention to it. If you want to grow vibrationally and reach higher plateaus of spiritual growth and enlightenment, then it's imperative that you release these false beliefs and guilt. The healing begins within the mind and spreads throughout the body and then into your life. We do not have access to the higher levels of our consciousness until we heal our minds and our bodies. This is what will raise our vibration. You must heal mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and then it will manifest on the physical plane. Remember, your health is dependent on you letting go of negative thought forms. Everything is affected by the quality of your thoughts. Begin to learn to look at life as a classroom. If you fail one test, you'll have plenty more. But allow yourself to learn from all that you experience, because that's really why we're here. We're here to learn and to grow. So believe in your ability to decide what's good for you and start enjoying life. Only you get to decide if you have a good time or not. Life is all about how you choose to look at it. And I choose to believe that it's all good. What about you? We'll end our discussion here and we'll pick up in chapter 7 in episode 17. Thank you again for sharing your precious time with me. Please don't forget to share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.